Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. We're your hosts, Ceci
and Misha. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk.
We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we're curious about and what many are afraid to talk about. You are listening to episode 10, Miracle on the Move with Joss Ilaraza.
I'm so excited to have Jocelyn here with us.
Hey! Hello.
My beautiful sister-in-law.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Can you believe
it? So the last time you were a guest on Benevolence, you were single, you know, you're living your life, you're going through your process, you know what I mean? And after a few years, you have married one of our best friends.
That's insane.
And I can't believe it.
Crazy.
She's a part of the family.
Yes.
Truly happy that this all even took place.
Right? No,
yes. Like 3-4, what is it? 18, 19, 21, 5 years
five
already.
Years.
No,
well,
no, 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 God, only God can do what he just did, what he did, and what he's doing.
Amen. So on this episode of Benevolence, we just wanted to bring you back to kind of just give us your testimony and what God has done in your life in the last 5 years. The last time you came and you joined me on the table, you discussed your process going through cancer and all of that, and how God, you're the waiting process, the waiting to be healed and all of that. The having your faith in God and his promises and know that he is going to heal you and despite your circumstances. So we wanted to bring you back so you can kind of give us a recap on what you've gone through and where you are at now.
So
but first, before we get into that, give us a little bit of the update. So the last
year.
Because
we know you got some updates.
A last year of your life, which is exciting.
Lots has happened. I recently, a year, moved to Georgia last year. It was exciting. It was exciting to be with my love, finally. We've been long distance for so long, and to finally be together in the same place was enough, right? So we've been married. We just celebrated our anniversary, December 22nd, and overall, the journey and the process has been a crazy one. I think this last year, 2022, was, I wouldn't have expected it to be such a year of change for me. For someone, I'm really independent. I feel like I'm good. I got this. And when Jesus just took that rug out underneath your feet and he's like, okay, I'm going to need you to do it with me. Right. So, it really, to be able to do it with, to walk with Nito through that process and all this change, I'm thankful. So thankful. So lots has happened in a year. Moved here. Georgia's beautiful. I'm loving it. I do miss home. I do miss Florida. I cried.
And you're in South Florida. So the weather is different.
No, no. It's such a change. The homes here in Georgia are beautiful. That's one thing. I'm like, heck yeah, I'll take the weather any day. but definitely miss home. I just went to Florida I want to say a month ago. And as soon as I got to Florida, like the sign, you saw the sign, welcome to Florida. And I cried. I cried in the car. Anita looks at me and I'm just like, I'm so happy I'm here. I was really just thankful. I think it was a breath fresh of air that I needed, because there was so much change happening in the year. And at the very end, I was able to see my mom and dad and my sister and the kiddos. Oh, it was just a hug that you needed.
For sure.
I was thankful. But
I did notice that you have a little furry friend.
Oh my gosh!
In your life right now.
Thank you.
My nephew.
Your niece.
My niece.
Your niece. Misha.
You have to do.
It's okay. That's funny.
Aww.
Misha. Your niece.
My niece.
Your niece. Your beautiful niece. It's okay.
I know.
It's been a long day.
We're prophesying.
It's the food.
Food Zoe,
guys, Zoe is beautiful. She's a Portuguese water dog.
Oh my god.
She's 3 months old, and she's a fluffy lovable, just want to, yeah, just, she's there for you. Oh my God. Yeah, for she's sure. There, and she is daddy's girl.
Yes, for sure.
Is obsessed.
Yeah,
and he is, I mean, she has green eyes, so yeah. Uh-huh. What a family, right, to be in. Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Titi has green eyes.
Yep.
Dad has green eyes.
Dad has green eyes.
Yeah, no, this is the perfect family. She needed to be with us. So we got her. It was also a mission to get her. Mm-hmm. there was like legal issues about to take.
Go oh my down. God. Okay.
But well, you know, we're thankful we have her.
Yeah. Sure.
We were considering, you know, having to seek further help. But we got Zoe right when we needed her.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, so. We're so excited, and we have seen, despite your process, we definitely have seen the hand of God move through your life this year, move through your marriage, mm-hmm. and, you know, God is still not done with you. God is still not done with Hector.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, transitioning on to your story, to your testimony, mm-hmm. if you can just share with us, you know, what you've experienced, or, like, the start to your journey.
Okay.
With just going through your season with cancer back in 2013. If you can tell us a little bit about that, and then you can kind of just recap and just share with us the testimony that God, what he has done in your life.
No, so. God has been so, so good. 2013, I was diagnosed with cancer, CML leukemia. It is a chronic blood cancer. And I was diagnosed at 23 years old. I'm now 32. And it's been, I mean, young adulthood mm-hmm. and cancer was interesting. It was an interesting journey.
Yeah.
A lot of questions up in the air, you know, a lot of, you know, can you have children in the mm-hmm. future? Mm-hmm. Are you going to need a different kind of chemo? Can something worse happen to your body? Like mm-hmm. just a lot of different thoughts and processes that had to happen. But truly, Jesus was like my only anchor mm-hmm. who I can trust throughout these long,
so good,
I would say 9-10 years.
Wow.
My anniversary, my cancerversary is April 23rd, and my 10th one is this year. So
wow.
It's been 10 years having to go to hospitals, getting my blood work done, getting transfusions, taking chemo. It's been nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that when I first was diagnosed, the doctor said, hey, you're never going to, like, this cancer has no cure. So this will be lifelong. This will be your story, and you're going to have cancer for the rest of your life.
Wow.
So, I just thought, okay, well, this is what it's going to be medically, right? And God allowed me to go through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured there was not going to be a miracle.
Yeah.
You kind of think this is going to be your end goal.
Yeah.
And to know what God has done in the last 5 months, it's almost like a, what is it called? A happy ending, right?
Wow.
Kind of like you go to Disney and you see the fireworks at the end of the day.
Yeah.
you wait and you're there and you're waiting and the fireworks come.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
It's okay. Let it out.
Just thankful. Thankful that I have a miracle that is moving.
Mm-hmm.
They finally told me, hey, Jocelyn, in July of 2022, they told me, hey, you have been, your numbers have been amazing, meaning my numbers have been under 1%.
Wow.
So they were like, you know, I think you'd be a great candidate to be without your treatment. And that's always been my goal for the last mm-hmm. 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, God, just get me to the point where I will not be on treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Just get me there. And like that seems like the end goal for me. And I wasn't able to get there.
Mm-hmm.
10 years later, last year, 2022, the doctor said, you're in the right spot for it. Would you like to try?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Jumped on it. threw my chemo away. Wow. And was just hoping and praying that that would be it. That mm-hmm. I would never have mm-hmm. to open that cabinet again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mind you, I'm thankful for treatment. Thankful mm-hmm. for chemo. It's kept me alive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I honestly, without it, would not be here today. Yeah, for right? Sure. So I'm mm-hmm. so thankful for that. And God used that treatment in order to get me to this point.
Yeah. Yes.
But there was more. Mm-hmm. And God is so good to give us more
mm-hmm.
than what we could ever want or mm-hmm. think of. And yeah, I was able to close that cabinet and called that pharmacy and said, hey, I don't need my chemo. Wow. My doctor told me I don't need it.
Yeah.
And that was that. And so then every month you get your blood work done, mm-hmm. or I would get my blood work done, and they would say, okay, you have no cancer detected. You're also not taking your treatment. So let's shoot for another month. Let's try another month. And so this is how the process has been for the last 5 months. I just got my blood work done, I would say last week. So, it's almost like a mile mark where you're checking off your victories every month, every week. Like you're like, yes, I am not with chemo. Just thankful for that. I'm on my 6 month fifth month. I'm getting to the sixth month mm-hmm. of no chemo treatment.
Wow.
It's huge. It's just something that I've always envisioned myself at, but never thought I could get there. Mm-hmm. And God has been so sweet and kind to get me to that point. And I think I truly, and my doctor told me that 5 months ago that, you know, you can start your treatment. You can stop taking it. I felt the Lord finalize something.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. he was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, you won't have to keep thinking it's coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You won't have to.
Ooh.
And there was just this period that I know that the Lord finalized that moment. And he says, Joss, you're not going to need it anymore.
Wow.
10 years of prayer, 10 years of trusting, 10 years of waiting, mm-hmm. 10 years of depending on not my strength, but his.
Wow.
And knowing that a miracle is taking place in the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wait, but God has finalized my healing. And I have to, although I still have to go to the hospital and I have to do what I have to do, mm-hmm. and I much respect the process. Yes. I am not someone that just, all right, I'm not going to the hospital.
Of course,
I'm never going to the doctor again. That's not how my faith works. But my faith definitely trusts in God. And it says he's taking care of it. Mm-hmm. So it's been definitely a journey. But every month I'm really open on my Instagram and social media, and you know, every month you'll probably see my arm in the photo you know, and I'll keep track of it because I think lots of people have heard my story over these last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And to only encourage them, to only show them what God can do.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of been it for me. Like, I want them to see what God is able to do.
Wow. So good. What would you say to someone that's in the waiting season? Like, what encouragement would you tell them?
Yeah, I would say, man, it's so hard. I think the only thing that has allowed me to wait patiently was putting trust in him,
mm-hmm.
even when my trust was weak.
Mm-hmm.
So if your trust is weak, but you still have that little trust in him, mm-hmm. and you're fully surrendering that, it's your biggest and your strongest weapon.
Wow. So good.
A little bit. I think of that small seed of faith where he says you can move those mountains. I would say having just a little trust. You don't even need all of it. You don't need to have it all together.
True.
You don't need to have your answers. I've waited 10 years and who knows what can happen. Honestly, God is so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's allowed cancer to come into my life to allow me to depend on him. Like, I could only depend on Jesus throughout these 10 years,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people say, oh, you know, Jesus Jesus, you know, should be healing everyone, every sickness on this road. But trust me, their true miracle is trusting in God through every season you go through. The true miracle is not healing physically, not healing in your moment, in your desire, in your time. But that true healing is trusting in Him. That true miracle is trusting in Him and keeping your faith through every single trial that has come your way.
Wow.
So what I would say to that person who is really waiting, who is waiting for that moment, their moment, whether it's through, you know, maybe they've been waiting for healing, maybe it's restoration, maybe it's deliverance, maybe they're waiting financially for something. I mean, if they could just give God their little trust, their little bit of faith, God is able to do so much more with it. So keep, don't let go. Don't let go of that trust in Him. Don't walk away. Don't, and you can get tired too.
Yes.
Feel free to let God know that you are tired of waiting. Feel free to know that He's able to take all of your moments, that your impatience, your desire to want something now. He's totally able and capable to hear that from you. So feel free and open with your feelings, and you're going to feel what you feel, but always keep that little morsel of trust because it is your strongest weapon.
Yeah. That's so good.
I truly love that you said that you just need to a little trust in God. You know what I mean? And sometimes, like, for me, like, sometimes I trust in God, obviously, but it's so hard sometimes, like there's chaos around you and you just feel like nothing's going right for you. But the fact that you encouraged me, that all you need is just a little trust, that really impacted my life, and I know it's impacting other people that are listening.
So awesome.
So thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely. Our last and final question would be, like, how, now that you're married, like, how was Hector able to deal with your process? You know, how were you able to deal with it now as a married woman? So how were you guys able as a marriage to deal with this circumstance?
I think now, you know, he wants to come to my appointments with me. I'm someone who has done this for the last 9 years alone and done a lot of things on my own. And it's actually a change for me, you know, allowing him to kind of just join in on everything. Because it's also a new experience for him. He's learning. He is absorbing what the doctors are saying. He's having to understand the process of this cancer in real life time. Before, I was just texting him, oh my God, I'm cancer free, right? Yeah. But now he's actually living the moment with me. So it's a total, you know, he cries. he's emotional. He's someone who isn't shy to share those feelings. And I'm thankful for that, because I think 10 years into this, you're kind of like, you kind of just have, like, you know the drill, right? So when the doctor says something exciting, you're just thankful and you take a deep breath. But him on his side, he's lifting hands, he's calling people, he's letting them know. So he brings joy into the process. And he'll also make, like, the doctors and nurses laugh the second he gets into the room. So it's like, he definitely, before marriage, he had to learn a lot. You know, he had to research chemo and chemo treatments and the leukemia. What kind of leukemia did I have? And he had his questions and he had his process. You know, can he marry someone with this? Does he feel confident enough to lead someone with this? And I mean, it was a lot of questions I'm sure he had, but the peace of God is what, I mean, man, you can just rest on like a pillow at night. Like the peace of God will allow you to walk through any process. And the fact that he can see it happening right here, right now, and see God moving.
Wow.
And calming his heart and calming my heart. And it's amazing. It's amazing to see what God is doing in the both of us. While on this journey.
Wow. That's beautiful. A miracle on the move. Joss, we just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. Like, even for the person who's not dealing, like, with an illness or whatever, like, just having that little mustard seed of faith is all we need. And, like, just taking it day by day.
Yes.
Like resetting that faith every single day.
Every single moment. You know what I mean? Because
if we start thinking about tomorrow, if we start thinking about the future, like, it's just, even the Bible says, like, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own thing. Like, you know, the birds, don't even worry about what they will eat, because Jesus just, God just provides for them.
Right.
So, it's definitely, we're definitely ending season 9 on a good note. All you need is a little mustard seed of faith, and you will get through anything, and you can move mountains. So Joss, we want to thank you so much.
Aww,
we wouldn't have it any other way. Ladies. And like, thank you for being in our season finale. We are moving on to season 10.
That's awesome.
I cannot believe that we're saying that. We're so excited for what is to come for Benevolence. So as we always finalize it, let's just go ahead and do what we do. So we just want to remind you that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose.
Thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos.
Benevolence Podcast is available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, or whatever you get your podcasts.
And stay tuned for season 10! A Benevolence Podcast. You don't want to miss it. We love you guys, and we thank you for your support.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.